You are listening to the Heartstring Songwriters Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Wesley Saylor, Cody Morgan, and Kids in Revival. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Heartstring Songwriters Circle. I'm Trish Torline. I'll be your host this evening. And we have three fabulous singer-songwriters that are here to share their songs. And I'm going to introduce them to you at this time. All the way down here on the left, the gentleman with the cool shirt and the hat, and the gentleman behind him with the coolest haircut ever. These two are called Kids in Revival. And they consist of Zach Cowan on the guitar and Justin Garza back there on the kit. So nice round of applause for those boys. And next we have Wesley Saylor, who is, are you originally from Lexington?
No.
Yes. And now the Kids in Revival are Winchester boys. Wesley is from Lexington. And I met Wesley last year. Almost a year to like August. I am the Kentucky curator for the Acoustic Guitar Project.
That is true.
And I asked Wesley to be one of the artists for that project, and that's how I met Wesley. Yeah, and that was fun. I'm excited to get ready to do that again. It's about that time of year. And through Wesley, he brought a friend of his to the concert, and that was Cody Morgan, who we have right here. Nice round of applause for these two and Cody. So what we have is a classic Nashville style songwriters round. So each of the artists will take a turn playing a song that they've written. They'll tell us a little bit about the song. And I'll ask them certain questions, maybe just to get to know them a little bit better. And we just keep going around until we run out of time. So let's get started. All right. So first up, we have Kids in Revival. And so my first question to you is, how did you come up with the name Kids in Revival?
Yeah, the name came from one of our songs, actually, a few years ago when we started writing songs for our church. We didn't want to just release the songs under our names because we thought that was really nerdy and clunky, like Zach and Justin. It sounded like a Disney show. So we instead decided to go with the song title that we had, Kids in Revival. We thought it kind of spoke a lot to what we thought our ministry was at church and the kind of people that we were leading every week. You know, being a follower of Christ, we believe that we are children of God. And there's probably a million different ways to say it, but we like Kids in Revival because it kind of put people out of their comfort zone. No one objects really when you call them a child of God, but when you say that they're like God's kid, like that kind of makes adults feel weird and students a little, I don't know how they feel about it. Who knows? Anyway, that's why we liked the name so much and thought it kind of represented us pretty well.
Awesome. Now, you just released a EP,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And just digital, or are there hard copies?
It is mostly digital. If you like old school burnt CDs, like you are living in perpetual middle school in 2006, then welcome to get a burnt CD that's hand-drawn.
That's awesome. See, I think that makes it special. Right, it's personal.
I mean, maybe.
I like personal. There you go.
I guess
there
you could speculate that it's special.
That is. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the first song you're going to do.
The first song is from that EP, which is called Heaven. The EP is called Heaven. This song is called Too Good. And the idea was we wanted to write a song that was that just brought people into a moment of gratitude. We something I personally believe about that is that when you can like put yourself in like a mindset of gratitude and thankfulness, where you can just, you know, tell yourself to be thankful for something, you can pull yourself out of almost any situation, really, and know that you have something to be thankful for, and we believe that about God, that even on like our worst day, we have something to be thankful for in Him, and that through that, we can, our whole perspective can change. And an idea of worship, I think that really focuses ourselves into something. So we like having a song like that.
That's great. All right, let's hear it. Cool.
To call me yours, 'cause you're too good, you're too good to me. You lay down your child to have us as sons and daughters, 'cause you're too good, you're too good to me. I can't sing too loud or lift my hands too high to tell you all you mean to me. For everything you are and everything you've done, for all the ways you love us, and God, we thank you. I couldn't ask for more, and still you gave your all. You're more than I deserve, and God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. You opened my eyes and said I was made for life, 'cause you're too good, you're too good to me. And you made a way for me to walk out my grave, 'cause you're too good, you're too good to me. I can't sing too loud or lift my hands too high to tell you all you mean to me, yeah. For everything you are and everything you've done, for all the ways you love us, God, we thank you. I couldn't ask for more, until you gave your all. You're more than I deserve, God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. By grace I have been saved, through you I can be whole again. Your blood has set me free, God, we thank you. By grace I have been saved, I can be whole again. Your blood has set me free, God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. For everything you are and everything you've done, for all the ways you love us, God, we thank you. I couldn't ask for more, so you gave your all. You're more than I deserve, and God, we thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. By grace I have been saved, through you I can behold again. Your blood has washed me clean, God, we thank you. By grace I have been saved, through you I can behold again. Your blood has set me free, God, we thank you.
Thanks.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah, that was awesome. So how many songs are on the EP?
EP has three brand new songs and then three acoustic versions of older songs that we released almost a year ago.
Okay, so three new ones and then
three older ones that are acoustic.
Gotcha. So just different production.
Yes, absolutely.
That is sweet. Now if you wanted to download them, where could you download them?
Anywhere, I think. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Wonderful.
Tidal. I don't know what all the smaller ones are.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, super. Okay. Another round of applause for Kids in Revival. Very cool song. Next up, we have Mr. Wesley Saylor. And I was hoping, one of the things when I first heard him, it was that he does some really cool things with a looper pedal. And I got to see him live with the Acoustic Guitar Project. And I was kind of hoping you bring your pedal, but that's cool.
Yeah, it was a writer's round, so I didn't think. I thought it was all acoustic. Yeah.
No, that's okay. No, it's cool. It's all great. So I'm excited to hear you strip down. So the raw Wesley, what's deep inside Wesley Saylor. So if you had to describe your music, how would you describe it?
It's very acoustic pop. And the topics as far as like the songs go are very personal. So it could be anything just that I'm going through, but.
Right.
But yeah. No.
Okay. So what song are you going to do for us?
This song is called Stay Far Away. And it's a pretty sad relationship song, but I can guarantee you that I'm not there now, if that makes sense. I'm better. So
there you go. So it was.
Don't take it so literal.
It was a healing song.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right.
The song is called Stay Far Away. Apologize in advance if you fall in love with me. I'm jealous and sensitive, you see. Not anymore. I'll be fine in love. Kiss your forehead and your cheek. Then I'll hate you for nothing for weeks. Don't know why I think the way that I do. Just wish that I could change it all for you. Best soul I've met in these years I've been alive. But you can't fix the blood in the night. So just stay far away from me. Oh, listen to the words that I say. I love you, I really do. But I can't help hurting you. If it's love that you seek, I'm the man for the job. Just know that I'm cracked on the inside. I'm trying, I am trying for you. There's only so much I can do. Been tripping on words and burning my skin. It's love that will bring me to my end. So just stay far away from me. Oh, listen to the words that I say. I love you, I really do. But I can't help hurting you. So just stay far away. Just stay far. So just stay far away. So just stay. Stay far away from me. Oh, listen to the words that I say. I love you, I really do. But I can't help hurting you. Thank you.
Your Facebook page is the @ Wesley Saylor Music, correct?
Yep, Wesley Saylor Music. Wesley Saylor on Instagram, Wesley Saylor on Twitter.
Mm. Wesley, as well as Cody, do some really cool video work. I love their the videos you guys are putting out, and so I encourage you to go to their Facebook page, and hopefully you'll enjoy what you've heard tonight and what you see there on the page, and you'll like it. But your videos are really, really cool. But you have the same guy. You use Austin, correct?
Or no,
Justin?
Ryan.
Why? I wasn't even close, was I? What's his last name?
Ryan Cravens.
Cravens.
Yeah. He does...
So who am I thinking? I'm thinking of...
Austin Jones does the music.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was an Austin in
he
there
did do
somewhere.
My, he did help with my last video, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ryan did the one before that.
Okay.
So
I'm with you. We're
primarily
tracking.
Ryan, but Austin has been picking up a couple.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Cody, you're up.
What up?
Describe for us your music.
It's been coined as cowboy indie space rock.
Indie space rock.
I'm a little all over the place, yeah.
I'd say you're galactical with that one.
I do a little, I would say it's kind of like Americana-infused indie rock. I talk a lot about stars and space and the ocean, and I use a lot of synths.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I write a lot of melancholy. I like sad lyrics, happy music. That's my thing, I think.
Well,
I think that's what I'm finding.
But your latest video is not sad.
Oh, yeah, no, that one's kind of happy. Well, the words are a little sad if you listen to them, but the overall message is kind of happy. So.
Okay, I'll work on that one while you're singing. So what are you going to sing for us first?
I'm going to hit you real sad with the first one. It's called Castle Walls.
Crumble castles of my love, like they were made of sand. Help me plan my future love, to cancel all my plans. Build this house on broken stone, with walls made out of glass, not knowing what the future holds, stuck here in the past. I'm in love with the ghost of you. Don't know what I'm to do with these haunting memories. Break me down, build me up, with paper heart and blue lit love. Give me faith, you'll be around. Castle walls are down. Turn this pen into a sword. Let these words shield me from war. Take my heart, make my escape. If I could just forget your name. Empty church with stained glass eyes, matrimony silent cry. Break my heart a thousand times, tell me I will be alright. I'm in love with the ghost of you. Don't know what I'm to do. These haunting memories. Break me down, build me up. Paper heart and blue lit love. Give me faith, you'll be around. forget your name.
Thank you.
Okay, we have just completed round one. Get ready to start round two. This time, before you tell us about the song that you're about to perform, I'm going to ask you a songwriter question. Okay, so back up to Kids in Revival. This question I'm going to ask all of you, it just seems like the question that somebody asks the songwriter. So here we go. When you're writing, what comes first? Do you get a musical idea? Look at you smiling. Do you get a musical idea? Does the music come first or lyrics?
Justin and I are actually extremely opposite. So for me, it's always normally lyrics. And then I think Justin's probably always like, hey, I dropped this sick beat. Let's put it on SoundCloud or something like that. So we're pretty opposite. Normally for me, it's lyrics are what come first.
But that's what makes you two such a great duo, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so you each have your specialty, if you were. Mm-hmm. And so that's great. Okay, your next song. Tell us about it.
Next song is this is Heaven. So this is the title track for the EP that we released.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Let's hear it.
Nothing compares, and nothing can hold up. You're all that can satisfy. I don't wanna be scared to take a step closer. I want more of you in my life. It's just a glimpse of your heart, and I'm falling deeper. Just to be where you are is all I am after. 'Cause I can't get enough of you, Lord. Each moment with you is heaven. And I'd trade all this world for you, Lord. If it meant one more moment of heaven, like living a dream, you put my world into color as all your goodness comes rushing in. Now all I've ever needed is found in the Father. How could I want for anything? 'Cause better is a day with you than a thousand spent elsewhere. I wanna stand in your light and be blinded by wonder. 'Cause I can't get enough of you, Lord. Each moment with you is heaven. And I trade all this world you higher. I want to know you deeper. I want my arms stretched wider. God, I want to know you more. I want to feel you closer,
more than any other. I want my arms stretched wider. God, I want to know you more. I want to lift you higher. I want to know you deeper. I want my arms stretched wider. God, I want to know you more. I want to feel you closer, more than any other. I wanna know you more, 'cause I can't get enough of you, Lord. Each moment with you is heaven, and I trade all this world for you, Lord. If there be one more moment of heaven.
That's awesome. You got rocking, buddy. I thought you were going to go backwards any second. All right. So, Wesley, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
What comes first?
It depends on the song. Sometimes I can write lyrics, not have a melody, not have music. Sometimes it can be just the chords that I think are cool, and then I come back to them. Sometimes I can just hear a beat, write down everything right then and there. Sometimes it's only the melody, not the lyrics, no chords. Mm-hmm. So it literally just depends on the mood in the song, just whatever I can shape it into.
So yeah. What are you going to sing next for us?
Honestly, I didn't think about it. Because I was listening to it. I love the music, so I was listening to that. We're going to do a song is called Back in September.
Now, this is, you recently released this video, right? Yeah. He has a video to this on his Facebook page. It's really cool.
Yep.
I encourage you to check it out.
People leave unexpected. I expected you'd leave. Should have loved you every day, but life got in between. Back in September, I always remember the last breath you gave to keep from the grave. My mind will stay with you every day. I'm back in September, I'll always remember. I'm back in September today. I miss my mom, I miss her love. I was just a kid who only wanted you to live. Back in September, I'll always remember the last breath you gave to keep from the grave. My mind will stay with you every day. I'm back in September, I'll always remember. I'm back in September today. I'm back in September today. I'm back in September every day.
Mm. Short little time. Thank you.
Okay, Cody. So the question is, when you write, what comes to you first, the lyrics or the music?
I agree with Wesley on saying it kind of depends on the song, because sometimes I'll write a whole thing without even leaving my couch, and I'll just write out a whole song and then not even know mm-hmm. what key it's in. But then sometimes I like to think I just have a room full of bass players in my head, and they're all just like playing bass lines continuously, because like a lot of times I'll just get bass lines and that's all I get, Because like Subject to Change, which is the song I put that first video out for, that's all I had was a bass line, and we built everything up around it. So sometimes that happens to me a lot. Just
Have you sought therapy for that?
I've tried, but it didn't help very much. But, you know, we're still working on it.
Gotcha. So what song are you going to do?
This is the new one, the Golden Hour that just came out.
Ah, yes. And so, yeah, the video for this is really cool on his...
So yeah, this is a new single. It's on Spotify and Apple Music and all that, so... Yeah. This is called Golden Hour.
Sometimes I'm too observing and it tends to make me nervous. So I know you don't deserve this. I'll fight to overcome it. But the pit inside my chest makes it hard to catch my breath sometimes. Fill me full of flowers, knowing happiness is power. Right now I'm feeling jaded, the lights have started fading. I know it's in my mind, it's extensions of my pride. I can't break through. Oh, but I love you, oh yes I do. And I'm sorry for the things that I've been going through. But help me find that golden light that lets me know that everything's alright. Help me find what it is inside that keeps this heart in the dark of night. I've been so afraid. Help me fight these things. Help me find my way. Help me find my way. Do 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 do. See, the world is changing and it tends to make me anxious. So I wish that I could tame this, break free from all my cages. But the past weighs down my mind, it's anchor all my time. I'm drowning for you. And I see my ship is sinking, filled with holes of overthinking. Oh, I wish that I could tame this, I wish that I could tame this. It's in my mind, it's extensions of my pride. I can't break through. And I'm sorry that I couldn't be the one to help you on your journey to the sun. But help me find that golden light that lets me know that everything's alright. Help me find what it is inside that keeps this heart in the dark of night. I've been so afraid. Help me fight these things. Help me find my way. Help me find my way. Do 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 do.
Thank you.
The song I'm going to do is called Slow Down, and I guess I'm going to answer the question. The question again was...
Yeah, which comes first?
Okay.
Lyrics or the music for you?
Okay. I'm going to say that the highest percentage for me is the lyrics. I'll get a lyric idea. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, I have written some songs where the music has come first, or chord progression I really like, or maybe I'll come up with a little riff or something on guitar. But most of the time, about 75% to 80%, it's a lyric idea first. I kind of gravitate towards that. This song is called, it's entitled Slow Down, and I wrote it back in the early 2000s. It was on my first faith-based CD that I had released. And it was during a time in my life when, you know, I was still young and I could multitask like crazy and do many things and not have to sleep, that kind of thing. You know, being a, you know, band director and then trying to do my music on the side and those kind of things. And it just got to a point, it was interesting, in about early 2000, I was involved in a car wreck. And actually, I was hit in a crosswalk by a truck. A Dodge Ram, 1987 Dodge Ram pickup truck in a crosswalk at EKU. And it the commercial is the truth. If they can't dodge you, they'll ram you. I was flipped up on the hood. He hit his brakes, flipped me up on his hood. Oh, I'm sorry. Then he hit his brakes and threw me 25 feet. And it was, I mean, I didn't walk for 6 months. And you talk about going from a very, very fast-paced life to going to a very slowing down, real, I mean, no choice. You're slowing down. And I just remember praying one night, man, I wish I wasn't so stubborn. I'm sorry, Father. You had to pull out the stops to slow me down. But during that period, though, was probably the most prayerful period of my life, and taking a look at my life that could have been gone very quickly. I literally met my angel that night in the newspaper in Richmond. I remember going to church, and the pastor's wife came, and my first time back at church, couldn't walk, I was in a wheelchair, and she's like, your picture's in the paper. And I'm like, what do you mean my picture's in the paper? She said, of the accident, your picture's in the paper. So I'm thinking somebody took a picture of me lying on the street, you know. She said, no, it's better than that. I said, well, what could be better than that? She said, it's your outline. I'm like, well, that's just like an episode of Murder, She Wrote. That's just sick. She said, no, you have to see this. And when they brought me the newspaper and I looked at it, if you looked at the outline, I wish there was a way I could show it to you, it was like somebody traced the outline of an angel. And I just sat there and, oh my gosh, I met my angel that night. So that 6 month period that I had, again, really made me think about what I was doing and what I was missing because of the fast pace lifestyle that I was living. So I was sat down one night and just kind of put this together. And I ask you to really, really think about what your life entails, what you take for granted. Sometimes it's just the simplest of things that means so much. Have you ever watched a child play on a merry-go-round? Or listen to the rain as it hits the ground? Ever watched the sunlight fade? Or pressed your hands together and pray? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Our time here on earth is short, and the music won't last. Life is not a race. You better take it slower and hear the music in your soul before the song is over. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you're asked how you are, give a reply. You ever lie awake in bed with a thousand thoughts in your head? Well, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Our time here on earth is short, and the music won't last. Life is not a race, you better take it slower and hear the music in your soul before the song is over. Have you ever told your child, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste you forgot, but didn't see their sorrow? You ever let a good friend go, you just couldn't call and say hello? But wait a minute, this is 2019. Nobody calls anybody anymore. Ever let a good friend go, just couldn't text and say hello? You better slow down, don't dance so fast. Our time here on earth is short, and the music won't last. Life is not a race, you better take it slower and hear the music in your soul before the song is over. Thank you. Okay. Round three. Back to Kids in Revival. Songwriting question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had a song just lay itself out?
Like,
in other words, like what is the shortest amount of time you've taken to write a song? Have you had that wow experience yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah. It was written in maybe the process of about 30 minutes. Yeah. It was wild. I was like, I would write like one section, and then I would text Justin and Maxwell and be like, "But check this out." And then I would write another section of it. And then, wait, there's more. And then I would do that maybe six or seven times, just like blowing up other people's phones, making sure that it didn't sound stupid.
You know, I find it interesting that every songwriter has one person they bounce everything off of. You write a line, you text them.
Yeah.
This musical idea.
Yeah.
And you text them right off the bat. You just kind of need some immediate reassurance that it's actually a good idea.
Yeah,
you know?
Very, very few musical steps have I taken forward without first, like,
running
those
past
two
somebody. Yeah.
First looking at it.
Yeah, that filter. So Justin's your filter.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is, what's the next song you're going to do for us?
Actually, it can be that song.
It can be that song.
It can be that song.
Well, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, so this song is called Where We Belong. It wasn't the first song. It's my favorite song from the last EP.
Cool. Is it one of the ones you redid acoustically?
It was, yeah. We actually recorded it in that back room with a bunch of friends.
See, you were meant to sing it tonight.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I was meant to be, yeah.
All right, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are no stranger to this love. You have saved us, bought with the blood of your son. Now he's our brother. We stand in awe of our God, our Father. And this is where we belong. Been adopted by the King of Heaven, made sons and daughters through your Spirit. You call us your own. We can't contain what's inside us. We're overcome. And this is where we belong. This is where we belong. We are never alone. Children, you place the seed at your table for the likes of us. And this is where we belong. Whoa, this is where we belong. Grip of your love now wraps around our soul. You are our rock, our refuge, on which we stand. A firm foundation, never sink in sin. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord of all. We find in you, we're right where we belong. We are never alone.
Wesley, so what was your wow song?
So like just a song that came really quickly, just like one of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you just sat down and it just wrote itself.
I don't remember. It was too fast.
You've had it.
I don't know. No, everything from like a year and a half like back, I can't really remember sitting down and writing the songs, but like all of them recently, like it takes me a little longer and just cause like I think more about them. But it definitely, I mean, there were like 30 minute songs and hour songs like before that, but I take a little bit more time on them now. Yeah.
So what are you gonna sing for us?
This song is called When the Sky Cries. Thank you.
came home to nothing and walked out to darkness. She used to sit here on the porch. She'd smoke her cigarettes before work. She fought hard, never gave up. Four kids and husband too, but heaven needed its angels. She got her wings. I know she's with me through everything. When the sky starts to cry, I know it's from her eyes. A love that has no bounds. Not even death can hold it down. Tears of love, they rain down from above. So when the sky starts to cry, Mama, I know why. I know why. I'll do my best now and sing real loud. Cause I know Mama has friends sitting up in the clouds. Starts to cry, I know it's from her eyes. Tears of love, they rain down from above. A love that has no bounds. Not even death can hold it down. So when the sky starts to cry, Mama, I know why. I know why. Fall from heaven to guide us through this life we live, this life we tis. Fall from heaven to guide us through this life we live, this life we tis. Fall from heaven to guide us through this life we live, this life we tis. Fall from heaven to guide us through this life we live, this life we. Sky starts to cry, I know it's from her eyes. Tears of love, they rain down from above. Love that has no bounds, not even death can hold it down. So when the sky
that starts to cry. Mama, I know why, I know why.
Goody.
Thank you.
Cody.
Hi.
Have you ever had one of those wow moments where the song just wrote itself?
I have indeed.
You have?
It was like, yeah, it was like 10, 15 minutes. I was in the bathroom washing my hands, and I literally looked in the mirror and muttered the first two lines, and I was like, this is going to be something. I went straight and just started writing methodically until it came
out. Did you write it on the mirror in the bathroom?
I did, yeah. Did you? I fogged it up so it looked real creepy, and then I wrote it, you know.
Then you took a picture.
But I wrote it all backwards. Yeah, I wrote it all backwards, so it's cryptic.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we're lying. I mean, we're not lying. We're, you know, gilding the lily there a little bit.
I did it for real. I'm kidding.
I believe you. You're that crazy. I can see you doing that. So what are you going
to
sing for us?
That song. So this is called How to Run. Hazel eyes like fire blown through the wind, and I wonder when you'll be here again. They say lonely is as lonely does, for lonely is all I ever was. But I've seen stars brighter than the sun in the morning light, but I've also seen the dark of night. And they say that love will lead you home, but it's only taught me how to roam. Chase your heart until it's won. Spent my whole life learning how to run. Peace and quiet has become so hard to find. With nowhere else to go, I'll hide inside my mind. Give me reasons to believe that I need hope. Give me faith so that I know I'll stay afloat. But I've seen stars brighter than the sun in the morning light. Also seen the dark of night, and they say that love will lead you home, but it's only taught me how to roam, and it'll chase your heart until it's won. Spent my whole life learning how to run. Out in the rain, but the memories flood my mind. I can still see your eyes from time to time. Comes in waves and it hits me like the tide. I guess I always feel this way inside. But I've seen stars brighter than the sun in the morning light. So seen the dark of night, and they say that love will lead you home, but it's only taught me how to roam. It'll chase your heart until it's won. I spent my whole life learning how to run. Thank you.
Okay. I think, what time is it? Can anybody tell me real quick? 8:32. All right. We have time for one more round. Y'all good? You ready to roll? Okay. So here we go. We're going to go to round four, back up top with Kids in Revival. And so here's your next thought-provoking question.
Shoot.
Okay, and Justin, back there too. I haven't forgot about you. Okay, feel chime in anytime, honey. What made you want to write your own music? What was your inspiration behind that? When did you decide I want to write my own songs?
So collectively, for me and Justin both, we had just come out of this trip to Atlanta where we got to see some of our favorite people lead worship, and it was really fun. And we came back and we were kind of discussing like what was the next step for us as worship leaders and as artists, like what was the next thing for us. And so we decided the next thing that would kind of push us and challenge us would be to begin to write music for our people, for the congregation that we were like leading every week. And so we started taking a really hard look at the people that we were serving and cared about so much, and what were the kind of things that they were going through, and what were the kind of things that they can put in their mouths. You know, like there's not like a shortage of like church songs really, but I think there's something to say about being able to have a personal song, something that is written just for you, that makes like that moment of worship and that moment in a song all the more real, I think. And so for me, that's why we kind of began writing all these songs. We wanted to create something that was a little more personal for our church and for our people.
Your generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. What are you going to sing for us?
So this song is that kind of personal song. It was written for a family at our church who was struggling really bad. Their father had just been diagnosed with cancer for the second time, and he was like struggling and battling, and it was really tough and chaotic to really like see this family go through this again. We got to sit down with the mom of that family, and the strength that she had in that moment was just, it was something otherworldly. And it was something so cool to see her have. And out of that conversation kind of came this song. It's called Victory. The morning sun rising in the dawn, 'cause no force could ever hold you down. Every battle you have laid in the ground, the grave has lost its power since swallowed up in grace. We have the victory. We have the victory. Death has been trampled by the power of Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We have the victory. Every sting of death and every curse of hell, you have buried for me. 'Cause nothing could stand against and nothing could come between the God who goes before me. Yes, the God who loves me. 'Cause I can stand in freedom and made whole again, because the life you gave rose up from the dead. The grave has lost its power
sin swallowed up in grace. We have the victory. We have the victory. Death has been trampled by the power of Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We have the victory. And for all, you have paid the cost, and now enthroned in triumph is the name of Jesus, forever overcome. See, now the war is won, and now the sovereign Lord is standing victorious. Once and for all, you pay the cost, and now enthroned in triumph is the name of Jesus, forever overcome. See, now the war is won, and now the sovereign Lord is standing victorious. The grave has lost it. Swallowed up in grace, we have the victory. We have the victory. Death has been trampled by the power of Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We have the victory.
And all God's people said, amen. Awesome.
Thank you.
You know, out of all the years I've known you, that's the stillest I've ever seen you when you sing.
No. Yeah, probably.
Awesome song, sweetheart. So, Wesley, When was the moment you knew that you wanted to start writing your own music?
Always.
Really?
It was literally always there. So basically, ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to do this. But to get up here and to do it and to not be scared is a different thing. So it took me a while to really just kind of like man up to it. I think I was 17. My mom had cancer, and I was just like, well, things are short, and I didn't really expect her to get it. So then it kind of broke down all of my walls as far as like, okay, I got to do this. I got to, you know, go after it. And then she passed away when I was 19. I'm 22. And ever since then, I was just kind of like, just got to make it happen. You know, so I do a lot of things to make it happen. So that's what I'm doing.
Do you find that it's very cleansing for your spirit when you write and get everything out?
For sure. Definitely. I wrote one song because I didn't really know what to say to her. So I would just kind of sit there and like kind of like doodle on my iPhone, just kind of like in my notes. And I kind of wrote like a whole song, and then I played it to her, played it at her funeral. And I'm like, I'm trying to be very composed because this could get very ugly really quick. But I didn't really know what to say, so I wrote it down, and then I made it into a song, and then played it for her, and she loved it. She bragged. She said that I was the only person in the family that I wrote a song about, so she was happy about that. But it's very cleansing. Yeah.
Mm. What are you going to sing for us?
This next one, if Cody can join, I'll do studying you.
Sure.
So this one has nothing to do with what I just said. So this song is called Studying You. I wrote this, I remember I was sitting at my desk, and I just kind of like had the lyrics, had the melody, so then I called Cody, I think, and it came in the next day, and then we wrote it. So this is that song.
with my eyes all on you. What else can a lover boy do? You study trigonometry, I'm just trying to hit a high C. Every time that you look at me, swear I'm looking at eternity. I know we can make it through, and baby, yeah, that's what's true. And you said your papers do, but if you're studying, baby, I'm studying too. If you're studying, baby, I'm studying you. You're studying, baby, I'm studying you. You're studying, baby, I'm studying you. Know the stress that this all brings. Buying books while I'm buying strings. Baby, these are all just things. Oh no. No, we're both gonna live our dreams. You study trigonometry, I'm a shining head I see. Every time that you look at me, swear I'm looking at eternity. I know we can make it through, and baby, yeah, that's what's true. And you said your papers do, but if you're studying, baby, I'm studying too. If you're studying, baby, I'm studying you. You're studying, baby, I'm studying too. You're studying, baby, I'm studying you.
So, question for you.
Yep.
When did you know?
Just like Wesley, I think I've always been kind of like into music and just really like words that I can't think of for some reason. I kept trying to think of what word I was trying to say, and now I can't think of it. But I've always been inspired by it and wanted to do it. And my mom always played guitar to me when I was a kid. And so like that was why I learned to play guitar in the first place, when she taught me. But I didn't write my first song until I was like 11 or 12 years old. And then from there, I was just like, wow, I can put words on paper and they can mean something. So, yeah.
All right, what are you going to do for us?
This is a new one. I just wrote like 2 days ago. So you'll be the first people to get to hear it. So here we go.
Turn me down just like a TV. I'm reaching out and I hope you can see me. Tell me I'm lost, tell me I'm crazy. Tell me that I'm full of dreams, full of maybes. But tell me I'm home, I'm not too far gone. Cause I know I love you, and I know you love me too. Sometimes it's hard to open your heart and let those things through. But tell me you're lonely, cause I'm lonely too. I know it's not easy to say what you're feeling, but we don't need reasons for us to start healing. I know that it's true, it's hard to break through. You're the reason I do. The stars will start falling and my heart starts breaking. We're burning these bridges like we didn't make them. You say things are different, that I'm not your truth, that the light's not in me but in you. But this ain't no home, the other side of the phone. But I know I love you, and I know you love me too. But sometimes it's hard to break through your heart and let those things through. Just tell me you're lonely, I'm lonely too.
not easy to say what you're feeling, but we don't need reasons for us to start healing. I know that it's true, it's hard to break through. You're the reason I do. I hope that this life's not been lived, 'cause I've got so much left to give. I hope that it's not it for me, that you hold me close, even if we're the ghosts who we used to be. 'Cause I know I love you, and I know you love me too. Sometimes it's hard to break through your heart and let those things through. Tell me you're lonely, 'cause I'm lonely too. I know it's not easy to say what you're feeling, but we don't need reasons for us to start healing. I know that it's true, it's hard to break through. You're the reason I do.
Thank you.
Let's give our artists another round of applause. Hope you've enjoyed your evening here with us, and we've sure enjoyed having you here. These guys are great guys. I feel honored to know you and so thankful that you came and shared your talent with all of us, and hopefully you'll come back again sometime. So a couple things. Now, tell us again where we can get your music.
Anywhere online, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all those things.
Okay. All right. Wesley, how does one pick up your music?
Yeah, you can find it same spots. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them. Wesley Saylor, WESLEYSAYLOR. Wesley Saylor.
Okay. Cody, how about you?
Same thing. Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for coming, and I hope you'll come back and share another Friday evening with us. We love you so much. God bless you all, and be careful going home. See you next time.
Be sure to check out Wesley, Cody, and Kids in Revival online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriters Circle podcast.